goes through the crucible unscathed. We passed victorious, our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
This very planet Earth, once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live uninterrupted transmission from the studios of Radio Biafra this very day, the 28th day of October, our Tweet Tuesday, the day we remember all the Biafrans incarcerated, those of them illegally locked up, those Biafrans whose only crime is to ask for something enshrined in a statute of the United Nations of all people. That is what we have been doing all day today. We have been tweeting. We have been disseminating information regarding the plight of our people who are in various prisons all around the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, especially the leader of the BZM, Benjamin Onwuka, and other Biafrans who were arrested sometime in June, for who are courageous, those of them who are without fear before our enemies, those of them who will walk through coal, hot coal for that matter, to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. We acknowledge their sacrifice, we acknowledge their dedication, we acknowledge their patriotism, and we ask them to continue, by which I mean that very acts of Indonesia, Malaysia, and also China, and we have now included Japan in that as well. Japan is up and coming and very, very strong. We want to revitalize Taiwan. We want Cambodia to come up as usual, and of very fact, because they don't want to appear incompetent before their peers. Radio Biafra, if you do not know before, is a satellite broadcaster. We are on satellite, Amos 5 satellite to be precise. Point your dish 17 degrees east, or just scan it, as the case may be. You will find Radio Biafra there. Therefore, if you cannot get us on satellite, we are also online by going to www.radiobiafra.co. We are on biafrarestoration.com. We are on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are also on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org as well. We are on tuning.com. We are on radioforest.net. We are also on ipob.org, ipob.org. We welcome you. If you have downloaded our app, it should be very easy for you as well. Or else you go to TuneIn and download TuneIn app. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you wherever you are. As always, our lines are open. And when it's open, please remember to turn your system down before you start speaking to us. It is very, very important. We do not wish to entertain any interference from your end. Therefore, when you call Radio Biafra and we take your call, please endeavor to turn it down. We welcome you wherever you are. This is the platform where the truth is spoken, all of it and nothing but the truth, because this is a platform ordained by the Almighty Chukwuebiahemi himself, for the propagation of the same gospel that will rescue his own people from the damnable existence in the very, very dark and hopeless entity called the Zoological Republic. We are this very minute. If you doubt the potency of Radio Biafra, if you call Abuja this very minute, you will understand that everybody is listening. Every House of Reps member, every senator, all of them listen to Radio Biafra. If you doubt what I'm telling you, just pick up the phone now. If you know any senator, any criminal masquerading as a senator, or any rogue or vagabond masquerading as a House of Reps member, call them this very minute. They will tell you they're either busy, that they are on the phone, or that they're eating. They are all listening to Radio Biafra. This is compulsive listening. Everybody around the world, people hide under the bed to listen. People pretend they are listening to music when they listen to Radio Biafra. Everybody listens to us because we are a phenomenon. Radio Biafra is a phenomenon. We don't go out to look for friends. Our friend is the truth. Eziokwu, that is what it is. Any question you like, can ask us. We will answer you truthfully before God and before man. If we ask you, can you be able to answer? That is the difference. That is why we are at the forefront of this very effort to restore the dignity, the pride, and the hope of our people. That is why we don't intend to relent nor relinquish this very mantle until Biafra comes and beyond. And that is why we remain incorruptible. Anybody who says we are corruptible should try. They will live in shame and disgrace. We are incorruptible. Incorruptible. We can never be corrupted. We are above and beyond corruption. Because Chukwu Abiam, that determined that we should come, will strike us dead any day we contemplate that for a second. That is why we are different. That is why you fund Radio Biafra and nobody else. There is no interest group, no group of idiots who one day go and join APC Boko Haram, no group of PDP supporters. We are not for peace in the zoo. We are for the absolute disintegration, the dismemberment, the destruction of that entity of Satan called the Zoological Republic. You will never hear me one day say there's peace treaty. With which idiot is that? What peace is that? Are they talking about? I want the destruction of Nigeria as an entity. It was created by one singular human being, Frederick Lugard. One single man. He created Nigeria against our wishes. Therefore, it will be against the wishes of some people should we seek his disintegration, which is exactly what we're doing, because there is no country in this world where Islam and Christianity and goodness knows what else compete for the same high ground nowhere else in the world. Anywhere you have that, you are bound to have stagnation. There will be no development. There will be no joy or happiness in the minds of the people because everything will be backward. There will be pain. There will be poverty. There will be deprivation. There will be marginalization. You will have people who will be rendered destitute. And it is our work here on this very platform to ensure the revival of lost hopes. Those of them who think that life is no longer worth living or here on Radio Biafra will revive them, prepare them for what is to come. That thing to come is the unadulterated sovereignty, uncontestable sovereignty, a sovereignty that nobody can argue with, belonging to the indigenous people of Biafra in a land bequeathed to them by the Almighty Chukwu Abiam to their forebears, that they may inhabit and worship him in truth and honesty. That is where we are going back to. Some of you may not understand where we are going. We don't expect you to. If you think that we are going to fight for our freedom the classical way that people always do it, you are mistaken. Our approach is different because we are solving two problems at the same time. We are eradicating the stupidity of a black man and at the same time trying to give you your freedom. Two things at the same time. That is why we do things the way we do it. That is why we approach things the way we do it. That is why we must continue doing this until Biafra comes and beyond. We are cleansing your brain. We are taking away the cobweb of destitution. We are removing all those roadblocks brought about by years of miseducation and misinformation. Do you know what it means to educate a man that went to university and came out with a paper certificate but the brain is empty? Do you know what it means? We are starting from the beginning. We are cleansing people's brain. We are making sure they reason properly. We are pointing them in the right direction, pointing them towards hope, pointing them towards liberty, pointing them towards freedom. That is why we are here and no other reason. There is no other reason. That is why we are here. And that is why Radio Biafra will continue as this landmark phenomenon it has become. People may try to copy us. They may try to sound like us. They may even try to borrow our microphone. They may even beg us to come and join us, but we say no to them. Because one strike and you are out, there is no way you can come back in again. You can yap, you can tittle-tattle outside all you like. It doesn't take anything away from us. It does not stop us from doing what we are doing, because we are here to do the work that Chukwu Abiam, the God Almighty, have asked us to come and do. And that is why every praise, every adoration, that is why every thank that we offer goes to Chukwu Abiam. Right now, our people know who Chukwu Abiam is. Everybody, back in the villages, everywhere around the world, they now give praise to Chukwu Abiam. That is how it should be. We are doing our work. We promise the Almighty God Chukwu Abiam, we will do this job you've asked us to do. You see this, your stubborn, very hopeless children, we will return them to you. We will cleanse their brain, those of them that is worth cleansing. Please, that is beyond the pale. If your father is a Hausa Fulani man, I can't help you. You are finished already. If your father is a Hausa Fulani cattle herder, you are finished. Look for where your father is. Geronimo Ganachi, you are not a Biafran. For those of you lucky enough to be born genuine Biafrans, the destination is liberty. We are going to worship Chukwu Abiam in our land. Satan will come. Don't think it's going to be easy. The devil will come. This same devil will use people within us to try to stop what we are doing, but they can never prevail. Do you know why? Darkness comes, but in the morning comes light. Darkness will always go away. And you know the funny thing about darkness, it doesn't grow any food. No food, no plant grows in the night. Every plant, every organism needs the sun to be able to survive and to be able to propagate. Now you understand it. Why we are the children of the light. We are descended from heaven direct. The gates of darkness cannot prevail over this very gospel that we preach. The work of the enemy, the aggregation of everybody who is against the restoration of this kingdom of heaven in truth and honesty, can never ever surmount our collective will and resolve to do what is right before God in heaven and man on this very earth. You need to understand that we are unstoppable. The more challenges I see, the more I relish and I enjoy it. If there is no problem, sometimes I create one myself. I create one myself. I want to test myself to see how equipped and prepared I am. Where there is no problem, there is no progress. You need to have problem to be able to test your progress. Even where there is none, we instigate it. Who is the person that can stand in front of us? Very soon, we will commence our march. And then you will know how serious we are. You will understand that we say something and we do it. Every promise you have ever made, we have fulfilled it. There are many more coming, which we have been advised not to tell you, and we cannot tell you. But our march is relentless. Some coordinators will no longer exist after a short while because of the role they played. They won't exist. The fewer we are, the better. The more secure our secret is. And there is no coming back. There is no coming back in. We need people who are hardcore Biafrans. I mean hardcore. I don't mean just a Biafran in our t-shirt in our article, okay? I mean hardcore. People who we are born Biafrans. And can you see how interesting things have become? These days they're beginning to come out. I mean genuine hardcore. Those that will never go back regardless of what is in front of them. Those that will serve their country without any conditions. Today, we have tried to demonstrate that we are campaigning for the release of Benjamin Onwuka and all those held, all those Biafrans detained illegally. Some at Onitsha Prison, some at Nnewi Prison, Oka, SARS headquarters at Enugu, everywhere, all over the land, there are people who are in jail because they have no weapons. Our people need to understand this. You need to now understand why we need as much weapons as possible. If we have weapons today, there will be no Biafran in prison. They will be released. They will reach a deal with us to release all of our people. You need to understand that. That is why we do what we do. That is why we are very, very effective. People sometimes wonder, how come they can talk this way and yet people support them and follow them? Because we are preaching to people that understand what common sense and reason is. The white man came and bastardized you. Before that, the Arabs came. You were turned from the being was taken away from you. You're just human. You're not a human being. There is a difference from a human being and just being just, you know, somebody who just exists. We are trying to repair something that's been damaged. The worst thing you can damage is a man's consciousness, their ability to reason properly. Try to put it together. Then you know how difficult our task is, and that is what we are doing. Sometimes we castigate you. Sometimes we are very hard. We do it so that you can reason properly. You can go back. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Oh, look at what they are saying about me. And are you a weasel? The white man calls you a nigger, yet you go to work and sweep their kitchen for them, don't you? Don't you, I ask. Some idiot said to me, oh, you insult Igbo people. Who are you to say I insult Igbo people? Can't you see that Gowon insulted you by killing 5.2 million of you? You gave me a chieftaincy title. Can't you see what Ojo Zokalu is doing? Are you blind to see what Okorocha is doing? Is that not an insult? Imo State is effectively a caliphate. Imo State is a caliphate overrun by Islam. And you have the temerity to say, oh, you're insulting the Igbo. And who are you people? And what have you been able to do? Running from one corridor of power to the other, begging for money, begging for handout, and you want respect. You must be mad because you won't get it. This is Radio Biafra. This is not NTA. If you want that type of nonsense, you go somewhere else. If you are a compromiser, you have no stake in what we are doing. If you are a compromiser, we don't need you. The Biafra we are pursuing is a puritanical Biafra, a Biafra of men of honor and integrity, unimpeachable, regardless of what the enemy may do or concoct, unimpeachable integrity. That is what we mean by being truthful and honest before Chukwu Abiama in heaven and man on this very earth. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. Everybody that lives, you will live till the day you die, you will regret, because there's no way back for you. No way back. We don't forgive. We don't forget. Don't you know that? No way back. If you're out, you are put out to pasture, and there is no way you can return. This is Radio Biafra. I should, at this very point in time, give you all the details you require to be able to access our live interactive session when our lines open later. The number, once again, because we're in the United Kingdom, remains +44208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 or +44, as the case may be, depending on your preference, 208 133 9976. We are also on +44783130836. I repeat, 0044 or +44 00944. You're calling us from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It's 0944783130836. We are on Skype, on Viber, and also on Tango. For Skype, please do add Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1 to your Skype contact list. Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1, depending on your preference. You can add both if you prefer. For our principal officers of state, please, you can reach us via Rapid Response 68. Rapid Response 68, please, if you wish to come and join us, as we expect you to. This is your radio station. This is your platform of truth. This is where we worship Chukwu Abiama, and we are Radio Biafra. As I wait for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamesu, to join us, please, I must proceed to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary today. But I must remind each and every one of you, if you have not tweeted yet, I suggest you do so. As a matter of urgency, I suggest you go out to text, not just to text, rather, to go and tweet to bring the plight of our people closer to world's attention. I got a call today from, I would say, a significant player in the TV industry for an interview, and we shall be going there to preach this very gospel. Chukwu Abiama is God. The work we are doing, some people are texting, tweeting, not knowing that they are doing a very massive work. The thing is, is it going to work? No, it is working. Seriously working. We are teaching all of you how to do the small things in order to accomplish the bigger thing. You may think that tweeting is nothing, but believe you me, we are hitting millions upon millions of people. BBC will not carry the story of Benjamin Normok. Instead, they are talking about Chibok. Other people, either Ebola or Chibok girls. But our people are dying in prison. Our people are suffering. And for your information, there is a committee hearing on the 30th. In the next 2 days, Benjamin Onwuka will be arraigned in Enugu. Do you know why they bring him to Enugu? The criminal Wazirika was tried in Abuja. Do you know why they bring Benjamin to Enugu? Because we campaigned for it. We said here, he was arrested at Enugu. He should have been detained in Biafra land. So they are bringing the matter back to Enugu. If you remember when the criminal and the pacifist, the traitor, the virgin of our time, Wazirika, was arraigned. His arraignment was in Abuja. That is to show you the power of what we are doing. And that is why you must support us in every way that you can. They have agreed at last to list a case. Benjamin Onwuka is being brought to Enugu on the 30th in the next 2 days for committal hearing. Of course, they will adjourn it. That is what they will do. Our campaign, therefore, is that they leave him in Biafra land where he was arrested. Every Boko Haram member arrested, even the criminals going to Port Harcourt to go and cause mayhem, they were returned to their villages, to their hometowns, and to their states. We want Benjamin Onwuka to remain in Biafra land. He can be detained under the care or watch of the zoo police if they wish, but it should be in Biafra land and not in Abuja. There is no high-profile person from Ugwawosa, from the Mohammedan Emirate of the North, anywhere in the prisons in Biafra land. Therefore, Benjamin Onwuka should be allowed to stay in Biafra land, and we continue to campaign for his release. Onurube Nwanabalosa, I don't do champagne freedom fighting or theoretical freedom fighting. Anybody who is a genuine Biafran, if you are in trouble, we go and try and rescue you. It is our responsibility. If we don't rescue him, the zoo government will turn him into the same hopeless traitor they turned the Wazirika into. Today, Wazirika is talking about peace. Meeting with Al Mustafa, talking about peace. They signed a document, peace declaration. It's an old news, but we are reminding you once again. Because I remember campaigning for his release. I remember campaigning for the release of Uchenna Amadi because I am consistent. I do not change. I do not. People change. I don't. If you ask anybody from the word go, they will tell you this man never said anything else apart from Biafra, since the year 1997 till now. I have never changed. Since 1997 to now, I have never changed one iota. It is the same thing. Biafra or death. That is why all of you must persevere with us. You must follow us. We know what we are doing. We are too many already. We are too much. We need to prune down the numbers. Come, cut it down dramatically. Once our new website is up and running, you will see what we're going to do. Cut it down. We know those who are with us. People, those of them that the day, when their parents were trying to conceive them, Chukwu Abiyama said, that is a Biafran. They are the ones we are looking for. Not the leeches and the vermins whose brain and common sense have been gouged out by poverty. That they are very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. I don't mind poverty. But poverty of, how can I put it? When I find the word in English, I'll be able to tell you. A poverty of the mind. That's what it is. Poverty of the mind. You can never please them. Always wretched. Always very poor. When you take them to a toy shop, that's how you know them. They want to pick everything in the shop. They've never seen a toy before in their life. They never made one themselves. That's how you know them. Wretched and very, very poor. Any opportunity they see, they think they can take advantage of. Try and make money out of it. That is why we're here. That some idiots are now aligning with Wazirika. When I tell you that somebody is bad, that person is patently evil. Eventually, you find out for yourself. They are scavenging everywhere looking for money. If you are genuine, why could you not get Biafrans to fund what you're doing? We are the only people since the inception of this modern phase of Biafra agitation that anything we tell our people we want to do, they help us to do it. Anything at all. If we want to buy a fighter jet tomorrow, we will buy it. People think it's because of defense fund we talk about all the time. No way. There are people behind the scene. There are people who don't want their names to be mentioned who are funding most of our projects for your information. We are asking you to contribute money. So, we love it. We love it when you ask that question. Because that's how the New Biafra will be like. People will ask questions and they will get answers. That is why we are here. That is why any question you ask us, we answer you. Has anyone called Radio Biafra before to ask a question? We said, no, we won't answer you. We will answer you. What we cannot give away is our operational detail. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you once again, wherever you are. Once again, the numbers to call when we open our lines remains +44208133-9976. 0044-208-133-9976. And also, please, I hasten to add, +44783130836. We are on Skype as well. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We are also on Tango. We are on Viber. I must now proceed to bring us the news headlines and accompanying summary. Please, not forgetting that the coordinators line is also open, which is Rapid Response 68 on Skype is the number for all the principal officers of state. If you are not serving Biafra in any capacity, you will not call that very line. You will not call it. I will now proceed to present our news headlines today and accompanying news summary. The day is the 28th of October in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is approaching 8 p.m. in the evening here. 28 to 8 in United Kingdom, 28 to 8 in Biafra land. Depending on where you are, it is the same number of minutes to the top of the hour, irrespective of your time zone, because Radio Biafra is listened to across the whole world, from the east to the west. It doesn't matter where you are. As long as you have Biafrans, as long as you have access to satellite, you have access to the internet, you should be able to listen to Radio Biafra. We are here to educate, to enlighten, to inform, to make sure that we take sensible and reasonable people into Biafra, because they are the ones that are going to build Biafra, not the idiots. If you bring all the fools and monkeys with you inside Biafra land, they will turn it into another Nigeria. And we don't want that to happen. That is why we are very, very hard on our people. That is why we educate them in a very special way, in a way that black people anywhere in the world is not accustomed to being educated. Now we are giving away our secret. The reason why we do things the way we do it now is because it's to prepare you on how to build a nation. We are not going to hold your hand like a little baby in a nursery school all the time. We want you to think. You may not like what we are saying, but heaven knows when you go back and lie down on your bed, you continue to think about what you heard on Radio Biafra. That is what makes us very special. That is why we are the number one indigenous broadcaster anywhere in the world, with millions of people listening, including President Barack Obama. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody does. Everybody. That is why we are formidable. And any opposition in front of us, you're as good as dead. When the time comes, we are saying there will be no mercy. There will be no, there will be no please. Because when you are going about doing what you're doing, nobody cautioned you. When we start our own, nobody will caution us. We are making it very, very clear. We are not as nice as we appear sometimes. We are warning you. This is Radio Biafra. And the news today, by way of news headlines, there's quite a few of them. So I shall take my time in going through it one after the other. Tambuwal finally dumps PDP to join APC. I love how Zafolani people, at least they congregate, they look after one another. I remember how they conspired together to render the influence of Dr. Nnamdi Azikiwe irrelevant in the zoo. I remember how overnight Nnamdi Azikiwe was chased away from the Western House at Ibadan. Ndi Yoruba, actually also from Yoruba land. Those of you planning to be with Yoruba people in New Nigeria movement, I'm just telling you what happened. It didn't start today. Herbert Macaulay made Nnamdi Azikiwe the secretary of NCNC. Nnamdi Azikiwe rose because everybody, of course, there is our stupidity didn't start today. Of course, it did it. Everybody lives in Lagos and Kano and Kaduna. He was in Lagos. He speaks Yoruba very well. And he was rising. And then one night, Action Group went and raided his men. Adisa Akinloye crossed carpet over to the other side. Nnamdi Azikiwe had no constituency. He ran back to Enugu and chased away Eyoeta. From that day, our misunderstanding with Calabar people continued. The same Awolowo that chased away Nnamdi Azikiwe from Ibadan ran to Calabar and told Calabar people that Igbos are trying to dominate them. Can't you see that Nnamdi Azikiwe chased you away? Typical. And we encounter such nonsense today and we continue to subdue them as they emerge. This is Radio Biafra. How's that people are uniting once again? Jonathan is in very serious mess. Tambuwa, they say, has joined APC. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Party, the party that will bring about the murder of all Sharia laws into your lives. That is the party that will precipitate the inevitable collapse of Christian values the way you know it in the zoo. Everything will change because Muslims are on the march. Nobody can stop them. Islam is going to take over your lives because APC are coming. They even took over some parts of Hungary, Biafrans. Hungry, poverty-stricken men in Europe. APC took them over. Talk less of people who are back home. Imagine what APC would do to them. The zoo is also broke, as we told you. Because you know why? America no longer buys crude oil from the zoo. The largest importer of crude oil from the zoo is India. Can you believe that? India is the largest importer of crude oil from the zoo. Everybody is becoming oil sufficient or sufficient in the production of crude oil or its consumption. There are many more electric cars being manufactured. People are clamping down, or governments of the world are clamping down on carbon emission. The zoo are now finding it difficult for people to buy their oil. Only a few mafiosi criminals in the black market can come and buy from them. India is the largest importer of crude from the zoo. How the mighty has fallen. People don't know the mess they are in. This very collapse of the zoo will be so bad that if you don't do it properly the way we are advising you now, everybody will be in a one almighty mess. And we are warning Britain as well. If you want to stop this calamity that is to come, the influx of nothing less than 60 million people to Britain, you must allow Biafra to exist. Biafra must exist alone. If you are trying or hoping to bring in Ebola to kill all of us before we can get to Europe, you are mistaken. Ebola is an organism. And the human body is very, very resilient. Ask HIV/AIDS how the human body defeated it. The same thing will happen to Ebola as well. It will never, ever work. The best thing to do is to allow Biafra to emerge. That is the only way you can have stability. Because the zoo is very poor. They are heading towards collapse. They don't have any money. They are now begging for 5 billion. This same 5 billion they are begging for, Buhari can give it to them. This 5 billion they are begging for, Babangida can give it to them 10 times over. These are the people that looted the treasury dry. Hausa Fulani people are natural born criminals and thieves. They have stolen the treasury dry. Now the zoo is so poor. Can you believe that the zoo called Nigeria is begging for 5 billion? Dollars to survive. It's all in the news. We're going to read it. But mind you, out of that 5 billion, Boko Haram has taken 1 billion. And we are here begging for our people to be released from detention illegally. They didn't do anything wrong. And now, to add insult to injury, Ghana to cut gas import from the zoo. Ordinary Ghana. Ghana is now going to cut their importation of gas from the zoo, making the zoo called Nigeria even poorer, as the case may be. There is one thing that these people are doing. They think, oh yeah, we have money in Namibia, as Jonathan is thinking. Oh, we can run to Botswana, we can run to South Africa, nothing will happen to us there. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We are all over the world. There is no country in the world we are not prepared to devote one person to go for life imprisonment to make sure that all of you criminals are dead. We tell you, prepare as much as you can if you want to. Prepare. As you're making, all we need to do is when the time comes to issue our command to your Megad will kill you, not even us. Then you know the type of mess you're in. When the time comes, We'll announce it on Radio Biafra. Everybody guarding any criminal politician, you should strike that person dead, all of them. And then your lives will be better. They are the ones killing you. It's not Satan. Don't go to church blaming Satan. Satan is not guilty at all. The person that represents Lucifer that you're saying is your so-called politician in Abuja or God knows where they go to. They are the ones, if you turn your guns and kill them, believe you me, your lives will be better. This is not going to be the first time such a thing is going to happen. It happened everywhere in the world, including Britain. Do you know what they did in Britain? They caught somebody called King Charles I. He said that no man put him there. He is ruling by divine power from somewhere. Cromwell said, I'll cut off your head to show you're a man and that you bleed like us. His head was cut off. It was the same Scottish people this other day that was there want to be free. It was Scotland that helped Charles II to return to the throne again in England. Of course, they're all French people, isn't it? French and German people. That's what happened here. Now they're asking for their freedom, but it's too little, too late. You were the ones that enthroned the monarchy back again after the Commonwealth under Cromwell, Oliver Cromwell. Go and ask. Here in this country, there was a revolution. In America, there was a revolution. The British were thrown away. Everywhere in the world, there is a revolution. Even in Saudi Arabia, the Saudi people threw away the Ottomans. Go and ask anybody anywhere. Even ordinary Saudi Arabia, they wear maxi. You know, they wear white maxi like women. You don't know who's a man, you know who's a woman. They threw away the Ottoman Empire. Revolution. Everywhere in this world, where you have men living as human beings, there was once a revolution. Now Ghana is no longer going to take gas from the zoo. I don't know what is going to become of them. They are finished. The zoo is wretched, poverty stricken and hungry. And the only man that speaks the truth in Igbo politics. His name is Chief Chekwa Sokoli. The only man, that is why no party will accept him. Typical. They will not take him because the man speaks the truth. He is one of those Nagu Nambara boy. One of the people I served. I served him very well till tomorrow morning. Chief Chekwa Sokoli, the man that formed ABGA. The gossipers once again. That is why I told that Igbo men gossip a lot. After Biafra comes, we are going to build small, you know, kitchen stool. Oche kitchen. You know, the small stool our mother sits within the kitchen to cook. Every Igbo man will have it in his house. So once in a while, we'll start to gossip. Our late Excellency and Head of State, Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwujugwu, listened to gossip against Chekwa Sokoria and sanctioned his removal as the chairman of the party that this man founded. This man founded ABGA. He went and got ABGA. Typical Igbo people. Those that did not do the work, they pushed him out. Exactly what they want to do with Radio Biafra. And they know me now. I'm not as nice as Chekwa Sokoli. They know that very well. They know that. Because I will visit you with fire and brimstone. There is no mercy and there is no pity. All those, the same thing. Now, today, where is ABGA today? Can you tell me, please, where it is? In the sewage, in the gutter. Typical Igbo man. The same thing they wanted to. They have tried Radio Biafra, they failed. They now ran to. They are looking for interview with everybody. Even begging Wazirike to come and talk to them. They are now going to Wazirike to go and beg Wazirike for money. Believe Human Rights Initiative. Ndiyoshi Nandiyama. The same one Wazirike that went to Nigeria. Sent to Nigeria, we are now at peace. I'm going to read the news later on. You will see what they are doing in your name. Chief Chekwa Sokoli, I've spoken the truth. What did he say? Jonathan's association with Ndiyibo is a political gimmick. Of course it is a political gimmick. It is the truth. Eziokwu must be spoken. It is a political gimmick. Who doesn't know it's a political gimmick? Everybody knows that. Every Dick, Tom, and Harry knows it is a political gimmick. And that is why we are doing everything we can to counter this type of nonsense, this type of rubbish pervading the mindset of an average Igbo man. Very, very important. We continue. What is the next news again? The next news here is that Islamic scholar, federal government may be negotiating with the wrong group. We reported this very news this morning because we come to you twice every blessed day in the morning and also in the evening. And I am very, very certain, I am sure that if you want to acquaint yourself with the news we presented this morning, please go to Radio Biafra website, go to broadcast. You will see all our old, not all of it, some are still not there, but we're working to get them up there as well. Go to the old, to broadcast. You will see anyone you want to click on it. You can download, you can listen to it there and then if you wish. We're also reporting today this news broke last year, but we want to bring it to you today because of what is happening. Owazurike, Fashewun, Al Mustafa, and Dokubo's alliance to defend democracy. I repeat, Owazurike, the Ifajuna of our time. He went into an alliance with Yoruba man, with a Hausa Fulani man, and with our own brother, Dokubo, in an alliance to defend democracy. And this is a freedom fighter. He has gone to defend democracy. I will bring you this news, and you will cry as a result of it. You will shed tears. Let us continue. And now the news in greater detail. Speaker, House of Representatives, Aminu Tambuwal, has finally defected to the APC following months of speculation. According to online news medium Premium Times, Tambuwal made the announcement at Tuesday's House plenary as required by law. The Speaker had for a long time denied he was leaving the People's Democratic Party, apparently for fear of losing his seat at the House, as PDP still holds majority seat. A close associate of Tambuwal, however, assured Vanguard that he will not resign. He is going to announce it in plenary and he will not resign as Speaker and he will not resign as member. The media platform reported on Tuesday, Tambuwal is expected to appear officially as a member of the APC for the first time at the party's extraordinary convention on Wednesday. He will also, we are being told, contest the 2015 governorship election in Sokoto State. Nothing will be heard from the House of Reps until December the 3rd, as the Speaker adjourned sitting until December the 3rd, shortly after his defection. But before I continue any further, I must at this very point in time bring in the barrister himself. He has just joined us now, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Emma Mezu. Barrister, if you can hear me, please, our people are waiting. You joined me a bit late today, but please go ahead, because I know traffic and work pressures may have contributed to your late arrival. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
It's traffic. Traffic. In fact, to put it in a very nice way, I'm not even at home yet, but I have to stop over somewhere in order to speak to Biafra's director. You know that the Biafra struggle is as so precious into my heart as yours and to many and very many of our people. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever we are. We are thanking you and bringing you on board today's edition of Radio Biafra Broadcast, PM. We've done AM, now PM. Director is already, on the post. So, of course, I join him maybe 10, 15 minutes a bit late. But, of course, he hasn't started the news. He's been giving you preambles, warming you up before I came in. And, Director, of course, I always like to catch you at this point in time without allowing you to go too far so that I will know where to start when you start reading the news. Biafrans, I thank all of you. And, of course, this is Biafra. We think, we talk, we mesmerize, we always hope and believe that very soon we are going back home, because Biafra is in us. It's our blood. It's part of us. And anybody who say they don't think about Biafra, then they are not with us. And of course, if you are not with us, you have to scatter. But for those who are with us, Chukwu Abiyama will always protect you and guide with all of you in the same way Chukwu Abiyama will protect those who are handling this particular struggle individually. Good evening, Director. I'm here.
Thank you very much. That was the barrister himself. Thank you very much. Of course, the traffic in London can be very, very horrendous. But all the same, we continue not minding. We continue to do this very work that Chukwu Abiyama asked us to do. Men will try, but they will fall. They will fall and fall very, very hard. We continue. This man have now decided to dump, as I was reading before the barrister came in, and decided to dump PDP to go and join APC. I love the way they collaborate. Imagine that, with having four speaker of the House of Senate or the Senate president, coming from one people alone. The only people to set that record are Igbo people. Four Senate presidents coming from one place. A record, if there is one. Yoruba and Hausa playing with them, toying about with them. They remove your brother, you go and take over. People that have no shame. Tambuwal is still there. Despite all the scandals and the corruption, despite all the oil subsidy, the money they have stashed abroad and everything, he is still there being supported by Hausa Fulani people. If it was an Igbo man, you see somebody go to the back and say, oh, no, don't mind him, please give it to me. They show you an example, or they are setting an example as to how to get together and get things done. Very, very important. That is how it should be done. We continue to report this very day that the zoo is broke. Nigeria has no money. It is broke. Then you wonder, you ask them, but all the money you're getting, the $300 million you get every blessed day from the sale of crude oil, what are you doing with it? On a daily basis, that's how much they get, $300 million. What are you doing with it, Jonathan and co, Buhari and co, Babangida and co, what's his name, Abubakar, whatever his name is, and co, all of you, with the exception of Shehu Shagari, all of you that stole so much money, what exactly are you doing with it? Where is all the money? The time has come. That country you love so much. Oh, we love our country. We don't want it to divide. Now the country is broke. Call your Swiss bankers to bring the money back. Go and call them to bring the money back to save your beloved. Babangida said, instead of the zoo to break up, the leg that is good. You know, he's in Germany receiving treatment. One leg is bad. One leg is good. He said he will use the leg that is good to put on his uniform to go to battle. No, you don't need to go to battle. The zoo is broke. Give them money. Bring back some of the money you stashed away abroad and give it to them. That is what you need to do because the zoo is broke. And I continue. This is the news. Coordinating Minister of Economy and Finance Minister Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala on Monday said the zoo called Nigeria needs about $5 billion to stabilize the economy. She made the assertion at a closed-door meeting with Senate Joint Committee on Finance and National Planning. The minister, who was in company of the Central Bank Governor Godwin Emefiele, the Director of Budget Dr. Bright Okongwu, Group Managing Director of NNPC Dr. Joseph Thiama Dauha, to brief Senate Committee on Perimeters guiding the operation of the 2015 budget in line with the 2015 to 2017 medium-term expenditure framework and fiscal strategy paper. Grammar and English. Mid-term strategy. Strategy on what? On how to loot money? On mid-paper on what? Which sector of the economy do you actually finance? In terms of the production of goods and services, what does it do? What do you people actually produce in the zoo? What do you manufacture in the zoo? Which services do you export apart from crude oil? When people copy other, you know, they come to the Western world, they see medium to long-term projections of economic outlook and growth, and they want to copy. They download it, and they rehash it. It's called plagiarism. They want to stand up and speak in front of a house or a gathering of people to sound impressive, to sound very academic, to sound intelligent and polished. The same economic conditions that obtains in the world where they have medium to long-term forecasts and projections about the economy does not apply in the zoo. Yours is short-termism at its finest. Which sector of the economy is doing well? Are you investing in public infrastructure? In the construction of canals, roads, bridges, and all the rest of it? What exactly are you doing as a country? How can you tell that's economic growth? By the number of cranes you have. That is how you can tell a place that is developing. The number of cranes they have building tall, constructing tall buildings. You're talking about medium to long-term fiscal garbage. What nonsense is that you're talking about? Okonjo-Iweala. Rubbish. Let us continue to see what they're saying. People who are confused, who don't quite understand English language very well, they will get carried away by all this nonsense about expenditure, perimeter guiding, expenditure framework, and fiscal strategy. Nonsense. Strategy on what? Let us start with the basics. Strategy on drinking water. What is your strategy on potable drinking water? Let's start from the basics. None. What is your strategy on housing? Zero. What is your strategy on funding education? Zero. How about the high, I can't say high tech, now it's Africa, how can it be high tech? Mad people. We continue. We have calculated, this is the Okonjo Iweala speaking, please. We have calculated that in order to help us regain this stability, we need a minimum of about $5 billion and anything about that is good. The IMF actually calculated $6.3 billion to be maintained in that account. It helps us to cushion our exchange rate. So if we go and withdraw it abruptly beyond the amount, it causes a problem. And you know, we went down to $2 billion last year and then we built it up to $9 billion. And there was insistence we must share. It came down. Are you listening now? Okonjo Iweala said, the same people she's talking to said to her, you must share this money. You must share it. And they shared out of $9 billion, they shared $7 billion. Now it is only $2 billion left. And they want to build it back to $5 billion. So they need to go and borrow it. I told it's about share, share, and share. They keep sharing. They want to keep sharing money. Anyway, in fact, Mrs. Jonathan couldn't contain herself. She said, we are sharing blood. She wants to say sharing money. She said sharing blood. It is here now. This is Okonjo Iweala speaking before the so-called joint house, whatever committee they have in their useless zoo where monkeys and baboons reside. They had $9 billion. She went there and told them, do you know what? We have $9 billion. They said, oh, why don't you share the money? Share it. We are here. Furniture allowance, house allowance, travel allowance, private jet allowance. They shared all the money. And now IMF said to them, that reserve is too low. You need to build it back up again. And they are now begging and looking for where to borrow money from. Typical of the zoo. Very, very typical of the zoo. We continue. Ghana has announced plans to significantly reduce the quantity of gas it purchases from Nigeria in the next couple of months through increased local gas production. President of Ghana, Mr. John Mahama, who was responding to questions on the economy at the Global African Investment Summit in London, said the country is working hard to court more private investors to shore up local production of gas to solve the country's power crisis. He said this will end the country's over-reliance on West African gas pipeline, which has been inconsistent with supplying gas to the country. He said, we had a lot of excitement when the gas pipeline was built, hoping that the abundance of Nigeria gas will flow through the pipeline to help all four countries signed onto the pipeline, but the volume has been very disappointing. Of course, you're dealing with the zoo called Nigeria. What do you expect? Things are never quite the way it should seem. Things are not the way they plan it to be. Things are always changing from positive to negative. Ordinary gas that occurs naturally, somebody won't allow it to flow through the same pipeline to allow other economies in West Africa to be developed. They won't allow it to. That is how wicked and how wretched and poor that we are. Very, very sad. Extremely sad. He, however, expressed hope that the country's current energy crisis will stabilize when work on the Atwabo gas processing plant is completed, adding that the plant should start producing gas for power generation by the end of November. This November, this is a country with long-term strategy, Ghana. I'm actually impressed by this very man. His economic pronouncement is spot on for an African country. John Mahama, I think his name is, the president of Ghana. He's actually doing very, very well. When you listen to him speak, you know that he understands economics. He knows how to improve the lot of his own people. Look at Jonathan's speeches. Let us share money. These are grown-up men and women who claim they studied at Toronto, they went to Harvard, they went to Oxford, they went to Cambridge. They sat down in a house. They never talked about the education sector. They never talked about how they can stimulate the private sector to engage graduates who have just finished or left school into meaningful employment. None of that. All they can think about is how do we share money? Very, very sad indeed. We continue today. Chief Chekwa Sokoria is the founder and national chairman of the United Progressive Party, UPP. In an interview with a correspondent, he speaks on the acceptance of the president to contest again in 2015 and the policy of UPP to field a presidential candidate from the Southeast, among other issues. The president has accepted to run for presidency. They asked him, and of course, in the usual Chekwa Sokoria style, one of the very few people who are still living who can stitch two sentences together, both in English and in Igbo language. Very, very competent, very, very erudite, very, very gifted. Such people don't survive in Igbo politics because he's an intelligent man. That is why it's been set aside. He's basically telling them that Jonathan's association with Ndibo is more or less a gimmick. It is more or less a gimmick. I will tell you what he said in response in his own words. Well, I will say immediately that he is welcome to the race. Nobody will say that he is surprised. As an incumbent, he ought to actually have the right of first refusal in his party, and whatever that transpired prior to this is part of politics, just to give his eventual emergence some hype. That is why, that is the way I saw the endorsement. The real endorsements have not come. Any endorsement within his party is to me no endorsement per se, because any true party member ought to support his own candidate. But has he actually received endorsement from outside PDP? That one is yet to be seen, because even Ohaneze, that they have tried to corner, has recanted recently to say that they are still consulting. Even though I don't know what they are consulting, because Ohaneze is not designed to consult anybody on the issue of partisanship. It is not a partisan organization. It is now that he has made his intention known that he may now be looking for proper endorsement, not within his party. I don't call that endorsement, because that is given as it were. So he is welcome. He is responding to Jonathan actually accepting the party's, is it nomination or whatever it is, to run again next year as the president of the zoo. I don't quite understand why that is the case, but he is making it clear to us that Ohaneze is not even in a position to endorse anybody, because they will split down in the middle, APC members and PDP members, and nothing will come of it. They will bring more money down, they will share it, and that is the end of their lot. That is the way they behave, that is the way they are. And then we continue. We reported on the issue of the human rights abuses by Islamic Boko Haram, and also the Islamic scholar that said that the zoo government may have been negotiating with the wrong group. That they may have been negotiating with the wrong group. We are also reporting today that Owazurike, it happened before, Fashion al-Mustafa and Dokobo's Alliance to Defend Democracy. Now we read this very news. You must understand it. Worried by the war drums beating in Nigeria in the run-up to the 2015 general elections, Chief Raf Owazurike of the Movement for the Actualization of Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOP, Alhaji Hamza al-Mustafa, Alhaji Asare Dokobo of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, and Dr. Frederick Fashion of Odua People's Congress, and 23 other notable freedom fighters and human rights activists have resolved to work for the peace and unity of Nigeria, despite all the odds. Should I read more? Freedom fighting one, making our life very, very difficult. These are the people fighting for freedom. They have gone and signed a document to keep the zoo as one. As one. These are the type of people that we're dealing with. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Extremely sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, we welcome you. And our lines are open. Our lines are open once again. Wherever you are listening to us from, we welcome you. Please also inform other people that you are listening to Radio Biafra, irrespective of your location, as long as you have access to a decoder that can receive satellite, as long as you have access to the internet, you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. And straight away, people are waiting because they love listening. Is the first caller? No, they have gone. I don't know what it is. They have gone. Some people try that all the time. They try to get in, but as soon as they come, they also leave as well. Please, I will go through the numbers once again. It is +44 208 133 9976, +44 208 133 9976. We are also on the other line as well, +44 78 313 313. My voice faded there. 313 08376. I don't know what is going on. Somebody is calling. I don't know if their number is holding or not holding. We also have a caller on Skype, and our line designated for all the principal officers of state is also open, and that is on Skype as well. It is Rapid Response 68. If you call that number, we should be able to take your call. And this is Radio Biafra. We're going straight to the line once again, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Have you tweeted today?
I have tweeted, and I am still tweeting as I sit here right away.
Wonderful, wonderful. Remain where you are. I can run this program with you. I don't mind. Stay where you are. Let me go and take this call. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Don't go anywhere. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. I'm calling from the United States. I'm calling from Connecticut. This is TDO.
Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening. Go ahead.
I'm calling you to tell you to keep up the good work. I was speaking to someone and I was telling the person that, do you know that just Radio Biafra, without even shooting a bullet, well, you just do our broadcast every day. If you run this thing continuously, that this will be born. People will just listen to this thing and they will pick up arms. They will look for arms on their, by themselves. I was telling someone, you don't know how powerful this thing is, because there's nothing as powerful as telling people the truth and giving them the message. You know, it's so powerful. And it's also a weapon, because I remember there was an interview that Ojukwu granted when he was alive. And someone asked him whether he was a member of MASOB. And he said, well, he's not a member of MASOB. But at the same time, whenever he hears of MASOB, his heart gladdens. And they were like, why? He said, well, because whenever, as he back then, whenever the zoo, the authorities are planning any evil thing against evil Biafrans, as they always do, remembering MASOB will make them relax and suffer out. Because if they do this, they're going to cry out. So with Radio Biafra, I'm very sure that Nigerians, the Northerners, all those people that conspire against us, they will always be scared and they will watch out for it. So people should never underestimate what you do with this. This is tremendous and super. I won't comment directly on what you said today about the news. Everything that comes out of Nigeria is rubbish. You know, everybody has his own tail. Any Igbo man that has not had his own tail, then the person was probably not born in Nigeria. But if you stay in Nigeria as an Igbo man, you're going to have your own piece of the isolation, piece of the nepotism, piece of the second class citizenship and everything. Do you know in 1990? In the Jakarta Steel Company, they sent someone who was a group captain in Moro or something to go and lay off all the engineers of evil extraction in that company. The one came overnight, conspired with the Yorubas there, and they made up a list of all the evil engineers that are trained in India, Russia, and they were all laid off. For no reason, because there are evils, that the country was not made for one ethnic group. Hello?
We are listening attentively. Please go ahead. We are listening. As long as I can hear you, the whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Then I was only 6 years old. My dad was affected. He just came home, and that was it. That he lost his job. And I asked him, and I grew up like that. I mean, since then, all those engineers, a lot of them had to leave the country. Some of them couldn't find their feet. And that was it. And then they appointed, at the time, they had an anthropologist in charge of the steel industry. And you can see what became of that.
An anthropologist in charge of a Jokuta steel mill, is that correct?
I'm telling you, an anthropologist for 5 good years. He was in charge of the steel industry.
Animals in the zoo. Animals in the zoo.
And so this is what they are doing everywhere. All the sectors, they put people with nomadic Fulani men that know nothing. They will be your chief. They will head you for a starter. They will collapse everything. Then they will keep on the boomer somewhere. But it's not me, they say they keep on the boomer, probably in the finance or accounts department, to clean up the mess that they do.
Of course.
And then when you talk, some people will be like, hey, this is our business and all that. Thank you for the good work you're doing. You're cleaning up, as you say, you such a pool. The ignorance and the...
Clean the brain of an average useless black African. That's what we're doing here. Clean the brain and prepare them to go and build a civilization. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling and God be with you. Before I go to Engineer Iranya, who has joined me, I must go to our brother. I ask to remain on hold. This same brother, can you hear me?
I can hear you very loud, Director.
Please go ahead.
I salute you once again.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I salute Biafrans all over the world. I've been tweeting all day, tweeting to every account, every Twitter account I can find. Anybody who's got an account over there, I have been bombarding them and letting them know Our brothers have got to be free, and Biafra has got to be free. And thank you for shedding some light on this Masob Wazirike case. Because I used to be a member of the Masob group back in Lagos. I remember standing in the sun, waiting for hours at length, I and some other brothers dressed in black suits, waiting for him to go and come and every form of activity that is required to keep Masob running. And that he can turn around and betray us. Shame on him and shame on everything he is. Thank you so much, Director. You're doing a great job. We appreciate you from everywhere in the world. Biafran, I must say, you gave me someone's contact today.
Yes.
A friend here in Accra, a family member. I've called him. He's a brother. He's a friend. He's a comrade. I applaud you guys.
You are doing
a lot of great jobs, and it is encouraging. It's wonderful. It's inspiring. However, I will say this. I will say it on air. I will say it live to every Biafran who is listening everywhere in the world. Director, Nekwamziga, so that when that day comes, Idajua onye ki geziga, onye ka geziga oje ozia, zigam nangeje. I am not scared of them. I don't know who they are. I do not want to know. All I am interested in is merging Biafra and the Biafrans together, bringing the people back to their land, helping in any way I can. I am indispensable. I am a humble, humble, humble servant. And whatever Biafra wants from me, I will give. 120%, I promise. And if you're a Biafran out there, wherever you are, wasting away our resources, giving back what God Almighty Chukwu Abiyama has blessed you with, and you're giving it back to the Gentiles and the evil people who are trying to kill us, shame on you. You should ask yourself, are you being grateful for the Biafran woman who carried you? Are you being grateful for Biafra that kept her alive the whole time? Is this how you show us gratitude? They go out there, they buy flats. How can you buy a flat? A flat. A two-bedroom flat. A Biafran man. You buy a two-bedroom flat for $250,000. What does that mean in another man's country?
Exactly. Tell them, please.
That sort of money will set up something good in Biafra. But you guys are out here disgracing us. It is not making me happy. It is not making your children happy. When you speak of one Nigeria, it means simply that you have agreed that your children and your children's children will be slaughtered like chickens so you can build a story building somewhere, so you can have some flat somewhere. It is time for us to go back home, develop our place, develop our people, free those of us who are in this mental slavery, free them from this mental slavery, help them understand that you are not a man until you answer your father's name.
Simple.
And by God, so help me God, my father's name is Biafra. And I answer it everywhere I go. I am proud of it. I will fly the flag of Biafra.
And I know you will, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. I am enthused that our people, the hardcore, the genuine, they have stepped aside. Hardcore that want to fight for their country. That's the phase we're in now, not genuine, responsible Biafrans that understand that fighting and defeating the Sokoto Caliphate is paramount. Paramount, not rubbish. Paramount. I'll be home saying, you stand in front of me and you'll be dead. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? I believe that engineer has joined me. Is that correct?
Yes, I have, Director. Please confirm that you can hear me.
Of course, I can hear you, because if I can hear your voice, that means the whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Director. My name is Iruanya Clifford Chukwu Emeka. I come from Arondi Onyemobi, also called Umochukwu, in Oguta, in Biafra land. I thank Biafran, friends from Biafra, and all lovers of freedom. Director, I have two or three points, but before then, can you permit me? I have a special announcement to make.
Yes, please. Go ahead, engineer. Gotta make it. Go ahead.
Yes. Biafrans and friends of Biafra and anybody who has been listening to this station for almost a year now, I would like to bring your mind back to one consistent statement that the director has been making. Director said and I quote him, that on a particular day, he was having a meeting at Bannister Hall. Bannister Hall. H-A-L-L. H-A-L-L. It is not Barrister House. I repeat. Director was having a meeting at Bannister Hall. Bannister Hall. Director didn't say he was having a meeting at Barrister House. Barrister Imamezu's house is different from Bannister Hall. The spelling is H-A-L-L. House is spelled H-O-U-S-E. So I want everybody, especially those who are listening to gossip, to know the difference between Bannister Hall and Barrister's House. They are not the same. That's my special announcement, Director. Let me go ahead and make my contribution here. Number one, from the news you read, Kambuwa joining APC, that's not news to me. You know, so he was always joining his Boko Haram brothers. The downturn in oil revenue necessitating the need for $5 billion money for development. Director, this is all bunkum. I've been in the oil industry. I work in the oil industry in that Islamic Republic for years. The what they call, you know, the cost of production of a crude oil, the total cost that include personnel, capital cost, and everything is approximately about $3 per barrel. As a matter of fact, Shell has the highest. It used to be like $4.8 per barrel. So let's even approximate it to $5 per barrel. That means whatever is on top is entirely profit. And the government of the Islamic Republic of Nigeria takes 80% of that money. And we are producing an average of 2 million barrels minimum a day. So you do the mathematics.
That is how much, please, can you do the math for us? You are the engineer, so you know how to calculate. I don't. How many barrels of oil do they produce every blessed day?
2 million barrels.
They produce 2 million barrels. Yes, and 2 million barrels at
2 million barrels they sell. They sell is not what they produce. They produce more than that, but what they sell, 2 million barrels.
So what is the rest they don't sell? Where does it go to?
I don't know. And Director, keep in mind what we are talking about here is crude oil. There are three things that Nigeria produces: crude oil, condensate, and what is called NAG, NAG, non-associated gas, N for non, A for associated, G for gas. It's called NAG, non-associated gas. It's different from condensate, and it's different from crude oil. So what you and I are talking about is just crude oil alone. We're not talking about condensate. We're not talking about NAG.
That is very good. It's good to know. But the combined total of the sale they make in that zoo every blessed day is very close to $300 million. You, having worked in the oil sector before in the zoo, do they tell you in your office then where that money goes to, who gets it?
No.
Nobody knows where. So for all you know, it could have been disappearing down one very black hole. Is that correct?
Exactly. And one of us, who coincidentally happens to be a member of the Directorate of State, who had an assassination squad sent to him three times because he insisted that the crude going out must be metered so that we know exactly how much the ships are loading. They sent assassination squad after him three times.
And these are the people talking about One Nigeria. Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. This is very, very sad, and this is gut-wrenching. Thank you very much, Engineer. Do you have anything else to say?
Yes, sir. Okay, so, and also, Director, the crude oil we are selling has low sulfur content, which is highly sought after. What happened, Director, is that when you have a high sulfur content in crude, when it gets into the refining column, it attacks the refining rod, and it causes what is called red shortness, you know, or high temperature corrosion attack. So, but what we have does not have sulfur. It has very low sulfur compared to the kind of crude you have in Saudi Arabia. So it is high in demand. So they're making a lot of money out of that.
And yeah, they're very, very now, poor. My goodness me. Yes. Go ahead. Now, and the caller on the phone, stay where you are. Please go ahead. Yes, continue.
And director, when you want to supply gas, what you need are essentially three things you need, director. You need three things to supply gas from point A to point B. One, you need what is called a compressor. That's number one. Number two, you need a pipeline to deliver it. And number three, you need what is called a scrubber or a strainer, something that will remove every particle in that gas so that it will become dry. The dryness fraction will be very, very high so that you can use it to fire or, you know, run whatever device you need. So you need a compressor, you need a pipeline, and you need a scrubber. And are they telling us that they cannot install a compressor? The pipeline is already there. The WAG...
Please don't educate them. We want their pipeline to collapse. We want their oil or whatever gas export to collapse completely, precipitating the poverty in the zoo that will spur the people on to revolt against this band of vultures and vagabonds. Very, very important. We must do that. So, don't even educate them. Don't tell them what to do.
Let me stop at that. Two more points. I need number one. This one point is about Wazirike and his Kahutin and now working for One Nigeria. So now people who are saying we need to unite. Have you seen it now? So when director and all the dedicated Biafrans keep saying that unity must be founded on something. And I've already given that example over and over. If you have two pieces of wood and you want those two pieces of wood to come together, something must bring them together. Either an adhesive or a nail or a rope, something must bring two pieces of wood together. So if you want IPOB to unite with people like Wazirike and the pro-Islamic human rights organization in Biafra land, how can that be possible? You cannot mix water and oil and have a compound. It's not going to happen. So this is a food for thought for those who are championing unity. Now,
will they understand it? I don't think their tiny brains are capable of understanding it. That is the problem we have. And before people start to complain or whinge, I have looked at the whole of Africa from Egypt all the way to the Cape of Good Hope in South Africa. It's always the same. If we don't clean the brain of our people, Biafra will become like another useless, wretched African country. And I don't want it to be so. We cannot risk our lives, do everything, sacrifice everything to build a country full of nincompoops. We want a country where people can reason properly, be self-aware, be self-critical, appraise yourselves, basically, before you do anything. And afterwards, to continuously improve on what you have. Very, very key. That's exactly what we're doing here. Some of you may not understand it. Of course, we don't expect you to. You went to school in the zoo, some of you. Please go ahead, engineer. The last one point, please go ahead.
Yeah, director. I want to use this opportunity to announce to especially the Biafrans and friends of Biafra living in Austin, Texas, that on the 8th of November, I'm making this announcement very early. That is not this Saturday, the Saturday after that. The 8th of November, there will be a meeting of indigenous people of Biafra in Austin. We are throwing it open. We want it to go this way. Whatever is your opinion, whatever is your mind, come, let us debate. As a matter of fact, we have made it, I discussed with the Austin coordinator, Martin Chilobe. If you want us to be part of One Nigeria, just come and let's debate. If at the end of the day, you give us a very cogent reason why we should be One Nigeria, I'm giving you my word, we'll go with you and we'll become One Nigeria. Just come. Let us debate. We want to debate, you know, and come with a free mind. Just come with all your points. Marshal your point. Tell us why you want us to be One Nigeria. If at the end of the day, your points, you have made a point, we will follow you and we become One Nigeria. We promise you that. Come.
But if we convince them, they come with us. That should be the deal. If we convince them, they come with us.
That was the next thing I was going to say. If we convince you, then you have to go with us.
Simple.
And like I started, director, I want to end that way so that I make sure that the message is not lost. Director said Bannister Hall. Bannister Hall. Director did not say Barrister's House. for those who go and start listening to some recorded rubbish. They say that when director was at barrister's house, it was Bannister Hall, not barrister's house.
English, sorry.
Director, I raised my case.
Of course you will. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on Skype. Before I go to you, stay where you are. Emmanuel Otusoro is our Middle East. Please, representative, stay where you are. I have somebody waiting on the phone. I am going to the phone line. The caller there, can you hear me? You've been waiting for a long time now. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. My name is Sonia Alafortunato Sikechku. I come from Izombe, in Imo State, Biafra land, but I'm calling from Delta State.
Thank you.
Director, thanks for all you're doing. Though you don't need our thanks, but I have to. And thank Biafrans all over the world. Well, all the news you are saying, personally, I'm not interested. I'm interested in Biafra. And I'm a Biafra. I don't care what happened in this. I live in this. You see, that's not my problem. I was born because of Biafra. Most of us have unique births for the sake of Biafra. You see, people, their mother married and got pregnant and had babies. Ours wasn't so. So, but I was told I was born because of Biafra. And that is what I'm doing. It's my business. It's my life. So I don't worry. I don't care who will fall on the way. I'm sorry that we are talking with Anneborg and Ngozi mother. I was surprised because the day they say they had problem in Enugu, the house got burnt. Most of us wired money. I wired 100,000 to them to take care of things. But I'm very, very surprised what I'm hearing. So, Director, most of the times when you talk of oil people, you don't mention Izombe. They have been producing oil from Izombe since 1975.
Are you serious?
Africa commissioned the platform there.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you the truth.
Wow.
I'm telling you the truth. It was commissioned by Adas Ashland Oil Company from the U.S. before taken over by Adas. Now Sinopec is there. And Chevron has been there. They have been producing oil from there. And they have volume of gas. They have already laid a pipeline to tap the gas to somewhere in Ebema oil beating for gas and all the rest of them. So when you made mention of Chevron divesting, it's one of the fields that among the Chevron that is divesting from. So we don't want to go into that. Like you mentioned, they want to line our pipeline to Izombe. But in any case, when you say that land of Biafra is full of oil, people that don't know, but we don't need to go and keep our head cracking to educate people that don't want to know. You see, let me tell you one thing, Director. Biafra has come. My wife called me that my daughter's 7-year-old child woke up and asked her whether those disturbing Biafra are still disturbing Biafra, are still killing Biafra. I said, why are you asking? She said that in her dream that she killed all the enemies of Biafra.
Wow.
Then you begin to imagine a seven-year-old child saying that she has killed all the enemies of Biafra. So the war has been fought spiritually. We have won the war. I'm no more afraid. So whoever wants to be afraid, let him be. I have long seen at old age, when I die, I was buried like a Biafran. So you don't need to care. Well, you are telling those that do not know. But someone like me, I'm a Biafran, and we are ready for it. We are not scared. I don't need to have too much talk to convince anybody. Who wants to come, let him join. And who wants to try, let him come and try. My father said, he who drinks, has not seen who taps. Or, you see, these are evil adage. Or you say, alumekwekwe, ahube halume chendo. That's you, I no go agree, have not seen, I no go die, I go die. I will die to, when you say you will die today, the enemy, you will retreat.
Of course not.
So, it's them. So, all these things they are doing, like you call it bunkum, it's bunkum. Because we have not come to tell them, we are ready to die with you. We have had several issues in town. If you come to oil producing areas, you know what it takes. Enemies will always come to infiltrate. But when you tell them, man, it's better we die together, then we retreat. I can't be having oil. Look at Kigoti Zone, but that is the place you have land locations, like you say, Uguta is close, or Ejiosu is close, or Sobode is there. All these areas, Awa is there. They all have oil wells.
All oil wells.
All these places I mentioned earlier.
It's a good thing you're mentioning it, so that when Yorubas go to Niger Delta and say, oh, they want you for your oil, we can show them a map of even existing oil wells. And I have said, I will repeat what I said earlier, the whole of Biafra land, the Igbo land, is full of oil. For anybody who doesn't know that yet, it is full of oil, according to a Senate report revealed in the year 2001. Everywhere there is full of oil. Please continue. Go ahead. And Emmanuel Otusoros, remember where you are. Please go ahead.
Don't worry. We tell the authentic information. The oil is there. The block is owned by Danjuma. The oil, my father will farm on top.
Oh, then the oil is owned by Danjuma owns the oil in your village. Oh, my goodness me. My goodness me. And we are suffering.
So, and give you peanuts. When they give you peanuts, hey, all these pretenders that has been there, they're all for Yoruba people. Don't mind all that talking. We don't care. It's people that do not know. Continue what they are doing.
Of course.
We are solidly, even if 1 million want to fall on the way, let them fall. I don't care. Somebody like me. If you remain only you, my family joins you, my son, my two kids, my wife, everybody, two of us, we stand by you.
I know you will.
Yeah, you fall, we fall. If you leave, so don't go and keep on explaining too much.
I'm not going to explain anything to any idiot anymore. No explanation. We meet at that very place. If they are strong enough to stand, we meet at where we are supposed to meet. It's as simple as that. No explanation to any idiot. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. My job is to go and get Biafra and I'm done. Then after that, we can sit down and talk from now till the kingdom come. Biafra first.
Yeah, I rest my case. I know so many things that have transpired. You have so many people who are ready to do the work. Don't worry yourself.
Of course, I know.
All we need is let those that can bring the money bring. Let them go ahead. 1 million fall on. 1 million will stand. So don't worry. Continue what you are doing.
Thank you very, very much, my brother. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I believe Emmanuel Otusoro, our Middle East representative, is also via Rapid Response 68, our coordinator's line. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, director. Confirm you hear me.
Yes, I'm hearing you loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good evening, dear friends. First, I'm the lovers of freedom all over the world. Director, I wouldn't like to waste much of our time. I just want to contribute to what Engineer Irwin has just said about the crude oil export. I happen to be an independent inspector. What makes me independent is that NNPC, the inspectors, they are working for the zoo. And I was working as an independent inspector. I was working for the charterers. I worked for 10 years in the oil industry as an independent inspector, or otherwise known as a marine surveyor, quality and quantity control.
Yes.
Director, we are in charge of the Nigerian oil export. Every bank of Nigeria where they put the crude oil money, I know, I have, even here now. The account, everything. Director, everything in that country is fraud. But thank God for Radio Biafra, honestly, because this night, you know, when people in basis talk, you know, from outside, they don't know what is going on. Director, you are really teaching and educating people. Tonight, Dr. Irania have told people, made people to understand, people believe we only export crude oil. No, but maybe only 20% of us knows what is a condensate. This condensate is called also condensate, and it is from Akwa Ibom terminal. The difference between this condensate and the normal crude oil is that it is very light. Do you know, sometimes as the system in the zoo, when there is no petrol and the other things, when you take this condensate, we use this condensate to put in the car like that, and the car starts.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you the gospel truth.
My goodness.
We use condensate and put in the car, and the car moves like fuel. The difference between this condensate and the other crude oil, let me give a simple Let me make it like this. The API, that is the American Petroleum Institute standard for measurement for crude oil, Bonny Light to Akwa Ibom Light to Forcados terminal to Oloibiri and other terminals, we have between 32 to 37.
Yes.
But this also condescent has API of 47. It is like petrol without that was not refined. I am telling you.
You can just put it in the car and drive it away. In a,
we put it in the car and we move the car from also condescent from Akwa Ibom.
But what I want to ask you is this, please, considering your extensive experience, is there any other place in the world you know where Chukwu Abiam bless them with oil and also bless them with this very one that you can just put direct in the car and the car will move?
No, never. The only comparable oil in the entire zoo oil is British Brent.
The Brent
very crew. Close, very very close to Bonny Light, just Bonny Light in the crude oil areas. Not in those condescent. There is no condescent, I think, anywhere in the world. I don't think so.
But in Biafra and Chukwu Abiam even gave us fuel. Yes. We can put in the car straight from the ground and we drive. Amazing.
Yes. Coming to your question about where the crude oil goes.
Yes.
The answer to your question is this. Director, when I was working in that zoo, there's nothing I didn't see. Do you know the kind of criminality in that country? Most of this criminality are being sponsored and organized by Shell, BP. As a matter of fact...
Are you serious?
My wow. job was a continuation of the Okadibo report. Okadibo report of 20 million barrels of crude that lost, that was stolen by Ibrahim Babangida. So Abacha decided to be a good man. He instituted his independent inspectors to go and audit an NPC with Decree 39. I had to leave my job from quality control and join Abacha inspectors. I did this job only for 6 months. Shell frustrated us. You can't get anything from the oil terminal. When they load, after the loading of the tanker, if you go to the terminal to make the analysis of the crude, to know the base and sediments, the water and the contents. My brother, what you see there, you can see all the things you are saying. It is hell.
My goodness.
We are frustrated. We are trying to be a Shell, tried every means to assassinate us for few of us that did that job. And it didn't last. After, Absalom Ababaka came in at the end of, immediately the Abacha died and abolished it. That was it. So
things are happening in that place, you know. Things are happening.
Coming to your question to Engineer Iruanya, the way they steal the crude oil is this. They have ships, big ships, you know, that have up to 150,000 dead weights. These are ships that can take up to 1 million barrels of crude to 2 million from 150,000 dead weights up. These are big ships. Most of these ships are owned by criminal Nigerians. If you go to Shell, Forcados, as I'm talking to you now, I hope my people are listening. All my people are working. They are all of them. I hope they are listening. If you go to where they are pumping the crude oil now, right now, if you go to the board, you have ships coming in from all over the world, you know. This ship is coming from Philadelphia, for example. The name is this. The captain of the ship is this. The chief officer is this. The chief engineer is this. Everything will be written. The day of the arrival of the ship will be written. The nominated quantity to be lifted will be written. When you go to the same blackboard, you will see as well, if you have 20 ships there, 10 of them, 10 of the, 10 of the, of the, of the, of the, of the, of the list there will have names of the ships. The other 10 will be written TBN to be named. As I'm talking to you, DBN, the ETA to Nigerian port to be named. Everything is like that. As I'm talking to you, another ship will be loading. The other ship that will be that right to be named will tender notice of readiness to load. As soon as the ship loading goes out from the berth without documentation, this ship that wants to load 1.6 million or 2 million barrels, as the case may be, will come into the berth immediately. It proceeds to the berth with high speed and starts loading. Do you know what happens? They will load most of, they load most of these ships with shore maximum between 60 to 75,000 barrels per hour. They will pump it in the next 24 hours. A ship of 1.6 million, 2 million has finished loading. It goes out to the berth immediately. This ship does not go to the anchorage. The normal procedure is after the loading of a tanker, it goes to the anchorage, stays in the anchorage. The inspectors will come in and do the normal inspection. After the calculation, then they change the ship's shore figures and see if it is okay. If it's not okay, they will go back. But these ships, when they go out, they don't even go to the anchorage. They are ready to go. The next thing you see is a helicopter. If they don't come with a helicopter, they come by with a very speedboat. Maybe the speedboat has been waiting with the documents, which means these documents have been prepared before the arrival of the
forged, ship. Like election results, like election results, forged.
From the BOP and the SBM offshore there. So you take about 5 nautical miles for them to come to the ship. They come immediately. The agent will come and bring the documents. When you ask them the bill of lading, the ship shore figure, they will tell you, don't worry, don't worry. Where is the destination of this ship? Nobody knows. They will tell you it is EDA arrangement, early departure arrangement. Where that ship goes, nobody knows.
Oh my God.
Find out. If you like, I will give you day-to-day details in the next 3 weeks. I call for Kado's terminal and mobile ticket to get you updates of the shipping program. All these things you will see in the list. They have it today. So what they sell in the normal sense from Forgado's terminal, for example, if they have 5 million barrels for the government, only 500,000 or 1 million barrels goes into the account. The other 4 million barrels goes into individual accounts. The destination of ship, the ship is to be named. Everything is to be named till today. That is the way it goes. And thank you very much.
My goodness.
Keep on. We love you. We are with you.
Oh, my goodness me. I am dumbfounded and speechless. What you've just heard this evening, both from Engineer Anya and also from Michael Otuso, is a very good thing that we have learned people who have actually made money in the real world, worked very hard and made money, who are in this struggle. And from the way they speak, can tell the difference. Danandia Gorge. There's always a difference between Obunyanonto and those of them that have actually made it in life. When they support something, they support it to the hilt. This is confirmation this evening that the criminal few in the zoo, those of them telling you about one Nigeria, let's be one. Nigeria is one. Why do you want to divide us? We are one. You have now seen, I know they steal oil. I know there is no meter that he's confirmed it. These are people that worked in the sector. Engineer Anya worked with Shell. Emmanuel Tussero worked with Mobil, Shell, all of them, name them. But Chukwu Abiyama is very merciful. He also brought them very close to Biafra. He brought them very close to me. They are very comfortable, very, very comfortable people, doing very well in their respective fields. But one thing they have in common is the love they have for our country, Biafra, which is very, very critical for us to survive. With such men around you, you don't need idiots. Believe you me. Thank you very much for that. I shall build upon that later on. Let me go and take this very call. We have somebody. I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why it is happening. Sometimes these do tend to happen. The caller on the phone, please try and call us back. He's been waiting for a very long time. He hasn't been able to come through. And now when he went through, there was that very annoying sound. Please try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. And our lines are open. Indeed, he has called us back. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Turn your system down. If you don't turn it down, I will have to disengage your call. Turn your system down, please. This is Radio Biafra. Turn it down. Have you turned?
Hello.
Yes. Your name, please, and where you are.
Yeah, I'm George Ume. I'm calling from London.
George Ume from London. You're welcome to the program. Where do you come from in Biafra land, George Ume? Which area do you come from?
I come from Anambra State, Nnewi South Amichi.
Nnewi South Amichi. Please go ahead.
I'm director. I'm very, very pleased. This is my first time to call this station. I've been listening to this, but it's amazing what you guys are doing. I just called to say thank you for what you are doing that, because I'm going to get involved. You know, I don't want to say much, but I'm just very, very, because, you know, a friend of mine introduced me to this station from Holland, and it was kind of funny, but since then, I've been paying attention, even this crisis that I went ahead the other day.
Yes.
You know, I haven't been well. You know, it's amazing that, because when people talk about One Nigeria, just like what he's saying, a lot of people won't actually understand where you're coming from. You know, when I go home, sometimes I cry. You know, I cry. I tell my woman here, I said, I don't have anything left in my life. If I could die, I'd make sure that we'll have a country we call our own. Because I brought up partially in Lagos, you know what I mean? But if you don't speak Yoruba as an Igbo man, and every Igbo man that, if you say an Igbo man that speaks good Yoruba, is a betrayer, he will betray you at the end of the day. Though I understand Yoruba, but those ones that think they are Lagosians, yeah, you can't do anything with them. Because they'll stab you at the back at the end of the day.
They will.
This program, a lot of people think is joke. This is not joke. A lot of people think it's joke. It's not joke. This is actually our lives. Because, you know, we all here in London, people that live in London, live in America, what exactly, what is the future of an eligible man? If I drop in Nigeria tomorrow, tonight to Nigeria, when I get to the airport, I'll be treated as an eligible man. Nobody cares about you. Once an eligible man, you're a suspect in something you don't even do. You know, so what I'm trying to say, Director, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I thank God that my voice has been heard. But what I want to, the point I want to make, there's a lot of people, you know how our people are, you know, the ones that are trying to undermine the good work you're doing, is that it's actually that there's a guy that on Facebook that's sending some weird text messages, I don't understand, you know. I just tell the guy, I wrote with that, I'm telling with Igbo language, you understand, because they don't know that Igbo is in the internet, you know. If you don't speak Igbo, you can try, you know, type English and give Igbo, repeat it in Igbo. You know, some of them cannot read Igbo language. So, I replied to Igbo, and the man was, I said, go return to English. You know what I mean? It is still against the kind of people from which man is coming from. You know? Cannot be speaking about a man, and they just have a good way. They do not know their country, they think they could be full of people. And that's all I want to say, that people will bless you, that continue to bless you. I don't have to stand up.
Yes.
You don't have to say much.
My dear brother, your line is actually breaking. I want you to change where you are. It became slightly fuzzy. I don't know if that's fair with it. I want you to change and then conclude what you are saying, because what you're saying is very, very important. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I just feel like I said, I don't really want to take too much of your time, but what I said, because now I know that I can get through directly to you and speak to you whenever I want.
Of course.
You know, this is where we wash, like you said. And every time I'm not doing anything, I'm just lying there. Like you said, a lot of people will be thinking them, they put on their headphones. What they're listening to is Radio Biafra.
Of course.
Even though that's what I listen to. You know? But average Igbo man, I will say this today, you know, that we all have been and left Nigeria and come to Europe. What actually is our future? We have kids. You know? What is the way our dignity rise? Is it this thing you're doing? All these people that are affiliated with Biafra, we know a lot of people have come up, most of them, whomsoever, who cares about them? But the thing they don't understand, listen, there's something I want to make this point to you today. 2007, precisely, I was in America. When Obama came out, a lot of people was against Obama, came back to UK, I argued with people. I told them, you don't understand the power of internet. Because McCain wrote Obama a letter, and Obama was telling him that he can't write me a letter. You are on internet everywhere in the world, people can access you. This is a weapon. People think he's going to pick up a gun. No! There's no weapon than this what you're doing right now, because a man can be in a pit hole and even talk to you and make his own contribution. You know? So people think this is a joke. Nigeria is disarray right now because of this Radio Biafra. People don't know. People do not know what's going on. But what I want to say is that, Director, I'm going to stop here, and all I will say is that, let God just bless you, to Kwadiyama, and give you the strength that you carry on. We are the followers. And listen, myself, I'm going to find out what is happening in London here. I will get involved. I don't want to say much, you know, because I've been stepping aside for long, listening and waiting, but this is I can't stand with it anymore. I need to get involved. I need to get involved, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. And you will get involved. You will. Chukwa Biama, willing, you will get involved. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open once again. We are on Radio Biafra on Skype, and also Radio Biafra 1, our phone lines, +44208133-9976. We have a caller also on Skype on Radio Biafra, if I'm not mistaken. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. Are you referring to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Yes, you are. Please, go ahead.
Good evening, Director. And I want to say more grace to your elbows in what you are doing lately and the way you are piloting the affairs of Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. This is Samuel Ikechukwu Orisa. I'm calling from Malaysia. And I'm from Njaba, Biafra land.
Yes. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, my director. I want to tell you that it is evident that God is really with you. Because there is no journey of 1 million miles that does not start with a step. And that there is nothing that is going to come out good that does not have stumbling blocks somewhere along the line. So what we are experiencing now in this movement, in this struggle, is not unexpected. And I want to encourage you not to even shake, not even think that this is anything to worry about.
We are not experiencing, hang on a second, we are not experiencing anything. There is something called a natural process of selection. The chaff and the rubbish will fall by the wayside. The hardcore and the wheat will continue to march forward. They are the ones we are looking for. Not fair weather, Biafrans, no. We are looking for those of them that will come with us to get this very God's own kingdom on the face of this very earth. The hardcore, not everybody. I said 100 men. That's what I said. 100.
Exactly.
Everything outside the 100 is banished. I don't give a damn about them. 100 hardcore.
Exactly.
And then we get Biafra.
And
simple as that.
I want to tell France that there has been a litmus test. A litmus test of who is actually a freedom fighter and who is not. A freedom fighter that wants to be free from a government that is tyrannic to his people should not go and join that same government if they need to get his freedom. Just like it was Rike and Bile Human Rights and all the rest of them are doing, like Ifeanyi Junarita Lubog and Ifeanyi Junangozi Madu had done, and those who took them, all them Ifeanyi Juna. These are people that are fighting for the freedom of their people, the freedom of our generation, the freedom of our country, and they have compromised with the country that is subjugating us, that is terrorizing us, that is supporting the annihilation of an indigenous people. So, Biafrans worldwide, I'm telling you right now, this evening, to know that this particular movement that does not want to take side with the government of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is the only movement that is going to give us Biafra. If anybody is still following Owazirike, if anybody that is following the Human Rights Initiative, means that you have nothing down up your brain. Because these people that have compromised, these people that are now following the Nigerian government that doesn't want Biafra to come, there is no way you can follow these people and Biafra will come unless you want Biafra not to come. So, Director, I am saying this because I know what you are doing is the only way that God has planned this movement to come. And as a matter of fact, I don't want to go much into the prevarications of what is obtainable right now. But I want you to focus and keep on focus, and then Biafra is going to come. And we are solidly behind you from here in Malaysia.
Of course.
Thank you very much, Director, for giving me this opportunity. Thank you so much.
And thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We also have a caller who happens to be on the line. All our lines are full. Please remain where you are. Each and every one of you, I shall come to you one after the other. The caller on the phone, you have come through to us via +44208 1339976, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, good evening, sir. Director, it's Okechukwu Obi from Manchester.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling today to contribute to the discussion for tonight regarding the Biafrans who are glamoring for One Nigeria. I called my senior brother's wife yesterday to know how the family is doing, and she said to me that in at Igondo, they live at Igondo in Lagos, that the Igbo children in Egondo who are in the year 4 and year 5 were all driven from the school because they were told that your people support Jonathan PDP instead of APC, that you people are the enemies of APC. Can you imagine in the same country where you say that you are one Nigeria, and they would just stop their children from school and tell you that because you supported Jonathan, therefore that you should go and let Jonathan help you, or let APC help you, let PDP help you.
Very
so
sad.
Yes, at Egondo, those who are hearing me, go, if you have a relative at Egondo, call and verify what I'm saying now. This information, I received it yesterday evening. And another thing I want to say is, there is a dream I had last time where Jonathan is the enemy of Biafra. Jonathan was threatening. It's like our youths in that dream, we are ready to march on the street against this government. And Jonathan came on the national TV, was threatening that he was going to use live bullet on the youth. He was warning parents, tell your children, because I'll go shoot. He was talking like a bamboozler. So, because there was a young man telling me that, if we help Jonathan to go into the second term, he was going to do it before the Lord revealed that dream to me. So this man doesn't have a good heart towards Biafra at all. Those of them who are thinking that he was going to help when he goes into another term, that is just a lie.
He has his own
personal interest in serving Nigeria. So that is just what I want to let our people know tonight. God bless. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We know that for sure. We have callers on the line. They should remain where they are. I am going to Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. One after the other, the caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? Good evening. Your line is a bit wobbly. Why is that? Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. No, they cannot. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Yes, I am trying to get you on. I'm trying to get you in because for some reason we are unable to get you connected. But if you stay where you are, I will have you connected in a few seconds. Please remain where you are. We need to make sure that our lines are all properly plugged in. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you very well, Director.
Please go ahead. Please go ahead. I can hear you very well. Please, your name and where you are.
Okay, good evening.
Go ahead. Yes, please. Chukwuma, can you speak English, please? There are people who don't.
Yes,
go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, I so much appreciate what you've been doing. I've been listening to you because, you know what, the problem we have is that a lot of people in the zoo, but they are Biafrans, who has made it, they don't want to associate with the struggle of the actualization of Biafra because of their personal gains. But I want to ask, what will be their position when Biafra is realized? Because I know that God himself is aware of what the Biafrans are going through in the country called the zoo. A threat to justice somewhere is a threat to justice everywhere. The blood of the Biafrans that we are spilled during the what they called the Civil War. There's nothing that will make the blood to stop to cry And God says that when their children cry, he will hear from heaven. And I know that God is aware of whatever we are passing through. My question is, all the people that are part of the Biafrans but have decided to go on with the zoo because of their personal gain, what will be their position when Biafra is actualized?
What will be their position
when Biafra is actualized? Because for sure, Biafra is going to be actualized.
Of course. When that is a river that will pass when we get there. But one thing is obvious. If you didn't help us in this very effort, when the time comes, you pay a backlog of everything you should have paid. The same thing is happening in Kosovo today. If you don't pay for the liberation of the country, when you come back, you will pay everything from top to bottom. Even pay double, as a matter of fact. So there will be no mercy for either anybody at all. Because this match is... You see, we want to set a record. I want to let people understand that there is Chukwu Abiyama. That Chukwu Abiyama sent us. I want to prove it to people. That is why we do things the way we do it. We can antagonize as many people as possible. That is irrelevant. That is where we want it to happen. We want to have as many people in opposition as possible. Mandi also costs one in. We want them there where we want them. And then when Biafra comes, I will tell them I told you so, and it happened. Because nothing is going to stop Biafra from coming. It is a project ordained by Chukwu Abiyama. As long as I remain without fear in the presence of my enemies, there is no way that Biafra will not come. Please go ahead.
You know, Director, why I ask you this question is, the people, outsiders, they used to see Igbos as a united front, a united body, where we care for our brother, saying that the Igbos are their brother's keepers. But what I am seeing here in Europe, especially here in Sweden where I am, that our people don't want to relate with their brothers. They don't want to relate with their brothers. Even when they see you on the road, they throw away their face. Just believing that maybe connecting with you will bring you asking them for a favor. But forgetting that no one is an island. And you know, people see us as we're together. But I don't know why we, instead of coming together as one, we decide to run on our own, everybody on his own race. Because it is togetherness that will make us to be united. Togetherness that will make us to win a war. Because as now you command on our war for folk. Ofumbra is an azazi of Mona, you can say is on or Zaezi very well. So, what I'm saying, Ibo, in many countries of the world, I'm a Igbo. It's an Ibo, Nigeria.
No, can you try and speak English? You were doing very well before you then latched on to go and speak Igbo. Can you maintain English? Because the whole world is listening, including Obama. We want to understand what's
saying. I know, but you know that when it comes to proverb, the proverb most of the time is better explained in your Igbo dialect. You understand? What I'm trying to say is, what shall we do or what can we do to make our people become their brother's keeper as it has always been? Because that is the only way we can be united.
What are you going to unite with? Who are you going to unite with? That is what I want to understand. Who are you going to unite with? That is what I want to know.
Biafra.
How do you know, fellow? Do you want me to unite with Obazurike?
You say what?
Do you want me to unite with Obazurike?
That's what I'm saying. There's always a sellout.
No, I asked you a question. Do you want me to unite with Obazurike? That's what I'm asking you.
Hey, Director, I don't know what to tell you in that aspect anyway.
No, that means that you have not made up your mind as to exactly how you want this unity to come about. There is something about theory, you see. There is a difference between theory and practical. Those of them that believe in doing something practically, they are the ones who are the realists. They are the ones that make things happen. There is a very huge gulf between theory and what you can actually accomplish in practice. When people talk about unity, unity, unity with each other, I begin to wonder, why do you need unity? You have been uniting all this while. There is this myth that we've always been united. No, we were united under the Igbo State Union before, in the past, in the northern parts of the Zoological Republic, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, because of our natural penchant to try and help one another from our family, from our village. When you travel outside your place of abode or where you were born, you take somebody else with you. You try and train those people. We used to do that. But that is not how to run any modern viable society. That will not work. And as soon as the Hausa people penetrated us, as soon as they came in and dislodged us, we fell to pieces because we had too many people living outside as opposed to those living at home. That is where the problem started from. You cannot unite with somebody unless they are truthful with you. You cannot unite with somebody unless they are consistent. You don't unite with people who will stab you in the back. That is the problem. You unite with people who are compromisers, who are not strong enough, cannot withstand, who cannot withstand even the slightest pressure. How can you unite with them? That was why we failed before. As I said, I have studied Biafra for 19 solid years. I know why we failed, and I am not determined. I am very, very determined, rather, not to repeat the same mistakes. I will not make it. We know what we are doing. Trust me, we do. As soon as the 100 is in place, we commence our march. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if you have anything else to say, because you cannot tell me right now who to unite with. After all, today we are tweeting, trying to make sure that our brother Benjamin Onwuka gets as much hearing, as much airing as possible. That was exactly what we did exactly today. Which other unity is better than that? Exactly.
I had you saying that in the morning, and I did.
So, which other unity is greater than that? That's what I want to know. Can you think of anything more uniting than that?
Yeah, I actually appreciated it when I had it in the morning. I tried to make a call in the morning, but it wasn't going through.
Yes, because too many people call Radio Biafra. Too many people
I know,
are on the line.
Because people who thought it's not going to work out are beginning to see that it's working out. You know, and this is why they're trying. Everybody is now trying to relate. But what I'm trying to say, actually, I really understood your point, which you made. But what I'm saying is that if you look back, 10, 20 years back, that Igbos are feared and revered by other tribes because of what? That they say that they are united and they do things with one mind. You understand? I lived in Lagos for many years, and I know that Yorubas, they fear us. You know?
Is it so how do they fear us? They fear us because we fight and beat them up, or what? How do they fear us?
Because they believe that if we are 10 people and we speak one thing, that we're going to do it, that we will do it the way we spoke it. But it is not happening these days, because one or two out of the 10 will go and be sell out by divulging the information to them, because of one gain or the other. Uh-huh. And then we know how we will attack.
But as you can see, that is exactly the problem. So if that is the case, why should we not be cautious? Why should we not be careful about this very effort that people are making to try to stop what we are doing? Who can blame us for being extremely, extremely cautious? Nobody can. We are doing what we know to be right before Chukwu Abiyama in heaven and man on this very earth. And I believe, and I know so, that we are unstoppable. Nothing is going to stop us. How else can we do this thing if not the way we are doing it? Because we know that Chukwu Abiyama is God, and he is with us. And my dear brother, thank you very much. We have another caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. You cannot hear me, can you? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. If you're joining us for the very first time, or they can hear me, I can get static from their side, but they are not saying anything. Ebuka is the name. I don't know why he is not saying anything. Can you hear me? No, but I can hear static at the background, but they are not saying anything. This is Radio Biafra, please. And once again, our lines are open. And by way of recap, I will like to also recap the news we are presenting to you this very fine evening, that this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. If you have not told people about what we are doing, I do suggest, I recommend, I suggest very strongly that you go out and tell people about what we are doing, because what we are doing is extremely important. We are here to try to restore this very kingdom of God on this very earth, which is Biafra. And in so doing, ensure that we live as civilized beings, that we live as people worthy to be called the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, wherever you are, we continue to welcome you and ask you also to welcome other people. And if this is your very first time of listening to Radio Biafra, I suggest, or you check, of course, we are live, we are direct. If the time is not 11 minutes past 9 p.m. in London, the same time past 10 p.m. in Biafra land, then you are at the wrong place. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Daleto. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Dogunwenyam. Calling from Denmark.
From Denmark, please go ahead.
Yeah. Daleto, please, I have some little advice which I can make. You know that we that have this struggling at head, we have a lot of enemies. And what I'm trying to say is, please, sir, anytime something goes wrong, try to let all the coordinators to know before our enemies we know. Because that is the problem. When our enemy face know before coordinator know, that it will be problem. Then it will become gossiper. But if you let the coordinators know, then the coordinator will let us to know what is going on. Then we will have it in mind. Because what is going on, all the whole thing that is going on, we hear it from all the enemies. And when the enemy is saying that, and we ourselves start here, we ask coordinator, the coordinator say they don't know about that. And later on, we find out that it's truth. So what you have to, what my advice is, anytime something goes wrong, please try to let the coordinators to know so that they will let us know. Because without them to let us know, we will be confused. Later on, our enemy will face no before we know. Please, sir, that's what I'm trying to talk. And we are also coming up in Denmark. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And your point is taken. And it will be referred, of course, to the Directorate of State for further deliberation. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you. This is Radio Biafra. If you have anything to say, this is the platform to say it, and openly, without fear or favor, because our march is ongoing, and we said 100, and we are in the process of making sure that that 100 emerges for us to go and do the work that Chukwu Abiama said before us, because we cannot contemplate failure. Failure can never be an option. Once again, wherever you are, the time here now is approximately 13 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. As I was trying to say before, it is 13 minutes past 10 p.m. in the beloved sceptered land of Biafra. Wherever you are, we continue to welcome you. Please, if that is not the time, then you are listening to a pre-recorded or the version which we have uploaded, but we are not, because we are live and we are direct, and this is Radio Biafra. We are also going to remind everybody who is joining us this evening, there is information we are receiving by way of breaking news that they have sold Golden Guinea Brews Limited in Omoahe, that TLG have sold it to P2B. I don't know how true that is, that they have sold Golden Guinea Brews Limited in Omoahe. I do not believe it. I don't think that is possible. But in that part of the world, anything is possible. So they may have sold it. I do not know. But we are yet to confirm. If there is anybody who is aware of that very transaction, please do try and bring it to our opinion. Please try and do that. And as we said, we are going to be home this very week. And the preparations to commence that very travel, incidentally, starts from this very evening. We should have announced it earlier that I know all of you who are on the line wishing to speak, that it will no longer be possible to take all your calls because we have to start making our way down. We need to have, of course, prepare to deliver what we said we are going to deliver, which is key, which is important, which is pivotal in the restoration of Biafra. Therefore, wherever you are, you must continue to be resilient. You must continue to be very, very strong. We have commenced our move to try and go back home and complete this very project we said we are going to complete. Therefore, We are going to bring this program to an end. It is exactly 9:15 p.m. here. Please, all of you on the line, I understand the need for you to speak, but it will no longer be possible this very evening because we have travel to make and we must make it. I do thank each and every one of you. And also remember that 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, we may not be live on the air because Uche Mefor, my deputy, will be hosting. You may be able to listen to a pre-recorded message, but tomorrow evening, Uche Mefor will be hosting this very program because I will be in transit. I will be traveling. I thank each and every one of you for having listened to us this very evening. Our work is ceaseless. It is continuous. It is never going to stop until Biafra comes. Therefore, wherever you are, recognize this very fact that this Biafra we have spoken about today, that we have been talking about ever since and will continue to talk about until it comes, remains our religion. That here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And I hope that the next time I broadcast, I shall do so from the holy land of Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And from me here, it is simply good evening. We shall